Drives it down and good. So Elm Creek gets their first point on a serve, and Casey Sutherland will pick that up. Sophomore, freshman, sophomore, junior, sophomore, and Brodeen, the only senior in that lineup. It would have been Haley Boston, obviously, but out with the thumb injury. Serve is it crossed and punched over by the Falcons and Karen Pates. Opportunity here for Elm Creek, but from the 10-foot line, it's set across by Miner. Picked up by Aspergren, set to the outside, dumped into the block, and an ace block for Elm Creek. Teaming up on the block that time, Shelby Brown and Kadra Brodeen. And that cuts the lead down to 3 at 9-6. Sutherland to serve again. And she'll float this one to the far wing. Picked up there by Harms. Set middle, just tipped over. It hung on the net, and it fell over for Dalton. So Wilcox-Hildreth gets a little ball to bounce their way there, and they take a 10-6 lead. Back to serve it away will be senior Karen Pates. Best of 3. Elm Creek will play Overton in our final match here tonight. Overton swept these Lady Falcons of Wilcox-Hildreth earlier. Elm Creek on serve receive. It stays in the back row. Have to pass it across. Here is the set by Jenkins to the outside. Good look for Aspergren, but she just missed the corner. And out of bounds it goes. Right back over to Elm Creek. Subbing in for the Buffaloes, Jackie Berkey. And for the Falcons, here comes Shayna Fouts. To serve it away, Miner. Big swing. It's going to be an ace serve. Line drive dart that time from Tori Miner. And the first service ace for Elm Creek. Subbing into the ball game now to play defense for the Falcons will be number 11, Bailey Guthrie. Serve comes to her. It stays in the back row. Run down that time by Aspergren, by Fouts, who almost had to go into the crowd, and it's passed across. Middle attack by Elm Creek, taken over that time by Berkey. Pass at the net. Quickly back to Elm Creek again. This time they'll go left side. Swing taken over by Shelby Brown. Dig main and tapped across by Sadie Dolman. Elm Creek again on this long rally. They'll go right side, tipped into the net. 4 hits. Wilcox-Hildreth with a point. Falcons 11, Buffaloes 8. Kylie Sturgis back into the front row here for Coach Michaela Knipe. Brandy McCarter, the head coach of the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. And the serve comes across from Dolman. Right side tipped into the block, and it rolls down for Elm Creek. Shelby Brown with her first kill. And Elm Creek, after falling behind 8-2, has closed the gap to 2 points. And it's Shelby Ferguson to serve it away. 11-9, Wilcox-Hildreth. Ferguson with the serve. Picked up by Earhart, who had a pretty good match against Overton. To the middle, the attack by Sturgis is dug out. Here comes Elm Creek, and it has to be set over by Oberholzer. Collision, and players a little slow to get up on the Wilcox-Hildreth sideline, yet they get it over. Now Elm Creek dumps it in their own net, digs it out, joust at the net on the Falcons' side, and they'll reset. Pass it across into the back row to Hubbard. Elm Creek sets to the middle. Here comes the swing. It's down, and it is in by Jackie Berkey. 11-10, one-point game. And Ferguson can tie it from the service line here. 5 different players with a kill here for Elm Creek. 3 different players for Wilcox-Hildreth. And Ferguson serve. Deep middle. Picked up there by Fouts. Silver set. And in the net called on Elm Creek as they try to go up for the quick swing. Weren't expecting that overset. And right up they went. Would graze the net. And the Falcons now back up by 2, 12-10. Lexi Jenkins to serve as we begin our second time through the rotation. Just drops that one over the net to Oberholzer. Set in the middle. Still stays at that 10-foot line. You can see some of the passing is off the mark for Elm Creek. That's what's giving them troubles. And the middle attack by Sturgis just dug out. Overpass. It falls to the floor. Did not quite catch which number put that back across there. Might have been Ferguson. And a point for Elm Creek. Ferguson was there. Oberholzer was there. Berkey was there. And now to serve it, Olivia Hubbard. 12-11, Wilcox-Hildreth, game one of this best of 3. They'll set to the outside. Swing attack by Bailey Guthrie is going to be deep, and we're all knotted up at 12 apiece. So Elm Creek has erased that early 6-point deficit. Hubbard on the serve. Over to Earhart. Pass made to Jenkins. Middle attack by Sturgis. Dig is made back row by Hubbard. Set to the left side. It'll be rolled across there by Sutherland. And the Falcons have to go to the back row just to pass it across. They pass it out of bounds. And Elm Creek has their first lead of this set, 13-12, halfway home in game one. Falcons have both of their timeouts. Elm Creek had to use one early after that deficit, and a near ace serve by Elm Creek. Some good effort that time by Sturgis and Jenkins to get it out of the net, but it would not go over, and a timeout will be called here by Wilcox-Hildreth. Elm Creek scored 6 of the last 7 points. Game 1, Elm Creek 14, Wilcox-Hildreth 12. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Elm Creek, and Hildreth.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. With the serve, Olivia Hubbard. And it's going to be passed back across after it wasn't handled too well. Set by Ferguson. Middle attack driven across by Berkey. Dig is made. Wilcox-Hildreth doing a little bit better defensively, handling some of those attacks than what we saw in the first game. And it'll be tipped down by Oberholzer, and she'll get the kill. First kill for Yayla Oberholzer. Foreign exchange student for Elm Creek, getting the starting spot after the injury to Haley Boston. And Hubbard continues to serve and continues to serve well. There's an ace. So how quickly things have turned here. A 6-point deficit has turned into a 4-point lead for Elm Creek, and the Falcons will bring Karen Pates back in. It is 16-12 in favor of Elm Creek. And the strong serve taken right there at Earhart, set to the middle, will be tipped across by Sturgis. Free ball opportunity here for Elm Creek. Swing by Sutherland. Earhart with the dig again. Set to the outside. Here's Aspergren to punch it into the back row to Hubbard. Elm Creek on the offense. They'll go middle. This time it's down for Jackie Berkey. Her second kill. And that is 7 in a row now for the Buffaloes. And they lead it by a score of 17-12. Hubbard looking for her 7th straight from the service line. That's even stronger. Overpass Earhart. Free ball swing. Put down and good by Jackie Berkey. The strong serve led directly to that free ball put away. And Elm Creek has found themselves on a roll right now. 18-12. And the serve is across. Wilcox-Hildreth will get it to the middle. This time a good swing by Sturgis, but the dig made by Hubbard to the back row and punched across by Sutherland. Tipped back over by the Falcons, so another opportunity here in the middle for Sutherland to tip it across. Dig is made that time by Bailey Guthrie and pass back across. In the middle, Elm Creek will have the volleyball set right side. Oberholzer goes up and makes a tip down. Nice job by Oberholzer, her second kill. And the Falcons will sub in again with Jessica Harms. But the run continues here for Elm Creek. They were down 12-10. Now they're up 19-12. Back there, Hubbard. Ace serve, 20-12. Second ace in this run for Olivia Hubbard. And another timeout will be taken here by Wilcox-Hildreth. So things look so good there for a while in game one, but they have turned to Elm Creek's side. They lead it 20-12 over the Falcons, and we'll be right back.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9, the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Check out the site if you're listening to the ball game, whether it's on the computer or on the radio, all kinds of photos, and there'll be photos of these matches up in the next couple of days as well. As the serve is across here, 20-12, and passed back into the net here by Wilcox-Hildreth, it's 21-12. That's 11 straight points for Elm Creek. Olivia Hubbard, 10 in a row from the service line, and it's now 21-12. And now an ace serve, her third of the run here, and you can see that Wilcox-Hildreth just kind of lost all confidence. The ball was bouncing their way at the start. They were playing decent, and now as this streak continues, this run continues, they're not handling the ball on the serve at all, and this time it goes straight to the floor. So 23-12, and you just never know in the game of volleyball, that light switch turns on and off so quick. And it sure did here in game number one. Hubbard again, strong serve. This time it's run down by Jenkins on the set. Pass across by Sturgis, stays in the back row. From the 10-foot line, it'll be rolled across by Sutherland. And picked back up to the outside. Here's Aspergren, got a big swing, but caught the tape. It won't go, and it is game point for Elm Creek. And I don't think anybody would have thought Olivia Hubbard could have went back there and strung together 14 in a row, but she's going to try and do it right here. It is game point, strong serve, and it's going to be handled in the back row. Can they pass it across? No, and that's going to be the end of the opening game. Dominated on a 15-0 run to end the set, 25-12 in favor of Elm Creek over Wilcox Hildreth. We'll take a look at the numbers and get you ready for set two in a minute here on Classic Hits.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Coming soon is an even bigger and better Mom's Kitchen. It will be the same great home cooking in a better location. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials. Only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to Overton. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school athletics. To Athletic Director Jay Stair and the crew here at Overton, let's take a look at the numbers in the opening game. Wilcox Hildreth got a kill from Sadie Dahlman, an ace serve from Shelby Aspergren. Karen Pates had a kill. Jessica Harms had a kill. Lexi Jenkins had four service points, and Kylie Sturgis had a service point. Three kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve. For Elm Creek, Tori Miner had an ace serve and two kills. Shelby Ferguson had a service point and two kills. Olivia Hubbard, 14 service points to end that game. Four of them were aces. Jackie Berkey, three kills. Casey Sutherland, two service points. Kadra Brodeen, an ace block and a kill. Shelby Brown, a kill. And Yayla Oberholzer had two kills. 11 kills, one ace block, and five ace serves. Elm Creek scores the final 15 points to take game number two, or number one, 25-12. And they're ready to go here in game number two, and the opening serve will belong to Elm Creek. They'll take it across, little joust at the net, and the ball's still alive on the Buffalo's side here in opening point game two. Outside Oberholzer picked up air hard. It's going to be down to the floor for a Elm Creek kill. So Oberholzer, foreign exchange student, filling in for the injured Haley Boston, gets the kill, and Elm Creek starts 1-0, and Shelby Ferguson, starting this set from the service line, will fire it across. Middle attack taken by Sturgis, picked up by Elm Creek, set to the outside, and the lefty Brodeen takes it over and gets the kill. Kadra with her second kill. And now the streak continues. Elm Creek was down 12-10 in game one, scored 15 in a row, now have a 2-0 lead here. That's 17 consecutive points. Shelby Ferguson serves it across. Wilcox Hiller is just trying to get something to happen. Good swing that time by Aspergren. Hubbard with a nice dig in the back row. Has to be passed across. Free ball here for the Falcons. Let's see if they can make it work. Middle attack tipped across by Kylie Sturgis. And to the outside Oberholzer. She'll dink it down. Elm Creek's just not letting the ball hit the floor and eventually waiting for their spot to drop down the kill. 3-0. And the serve. Ace. A serve, a lift call to the back row, and you've got to give credit to Elm Creek. There are two servers here, Hubbard and Ferguson. They're keeping the ball in play. Pretty hard to put that many serves in a row on the floor, and now checking back into the ball game for Wilcox Hildreth will be Shayna Fouts, And the serve across to Earhart. Here's the set to the outside for Aspergren. She's blocked up front once, tipped back over twice by Berkey. Wilcox Hildreth still has it, and it'll be punched across there. Free ball opportunity for the Buffaloes. They'll go Berkey middle. She'll put the ball across. One arm save there, and a good one. Keeps it alive by Harms, and it's passed across. Got a rally going here. Overholzer on the outside. Just drops it across the net. She had enough height to get it over that double block and pick up her fifth kill, including her third of this game already. And it's 5-0 Elm Creek. That is 20 consecutive points for the Buffaloes. Overpass on this serve, and Elm Creek's got a chance, running it down. Ferguson, the center. In the middle, they'll go to Berkey. Dug out in the back row. Earhart passes it up front. It can only be bumped across. Backpedaling, Sutherland ran it down. Left-handed standing spike across by Brodeen. Overpass by Wilcox Hildreth. Back to the Buffaloes. It's set across, and they're ready for it. Set to the middle, and from the 10-foot line, bumped across again. So Wilcox Hildreth not getting any swings on the ball here offensively. And a drop down for Brodeen, her third kill. And a timeout will be taken here for Wilcox Hildreth. Long rallies. They just can't find a way to put the ball away. And Elm Creek's not making any mistakes. And they're up 6-0 in game two. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Don't forget, there's also Tri-City Storm Hockey coming your way tonight. Starts at 6:45, the pregame, 7:05 face-off on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The exhibition season starts tonight at the Viero Event Center with Lincoln coming into town. And now an ace serve as we come back to play here. Makes it 7-0 Elm Creek. Shelby Ferguson with the service ace. And you just kind of hope Wilcox Hildreth can get something going their way. They're up 12-10 in the first game, but now an overpass on this serve for a free ball. Jackie Berkey will drop it down. And Elm Creek looks like they're the number one team in the state right now. 8-0. And still Shelby Ferguson to serve. Serve is across and picked up to the middle. And we've got a double hit called or a lift called on the set attempt. And even the official didn't really want to blow that one. It's 9-0. And another serve across by Ferguson. She's got a couple of aces, and she's got a third ace. Three aces for Shelby Ferguson. And I think we're going to start to see some substitutions here. Falcons will go back to Karen Pates. And again, with the JV tournament going on in the other gym, it's not like there's a ton of kids suited up. Ferguson with the serve. And set to the middle. It's going to be punched across there. A little trouble for Elm Creek. But Hubbard runs it down. It's set across by Ferguson. Wilcox Hildreth with a chance here. Now to Aspergren on the outside. Her attack, though, is dug out by Sutherland. It's the best swing they've had in a while. Overholzer takes it across to Earhart. Wilcox Hildreth bumps it across, and it got over. And finally, the streak ends. Getting that one will be Lexi Jenkins. Elm Creek scored 25 in a row. The last 15 of the opening game and 10 in a row here. And they're up 10-1, but now Wilcox Hildreth finally gets to serve it with Lexi Jenkins. Ferguson sets to the outside. Brodeen dumps it in the net. Wilcox Hildreth quickly has 2 points. And it's somewhere to start for Wilcox Hildreth. They started very slow against Overton and then were able to kind of keep things moving along and got better as the match progressed. And they carried that over into the first half of game one. And then it abruptly ended. Ball on the Falcons' side of the net will be punched across there by Sturgis. Easy pickup for Elm Creek, and they dump it into the net. So after going 25 points in a row without an error, they've got back-to-back errors here, and it's 10-3. And Jenkins will try and get a long run of her own going from the service line. Takes this one right down the line off Overholzer into the back row. They set it back to Yala. She'll tip it over the double block and get the kill. Her fourth of the game, her sixth of the match. Elm Creek won the opening set 25-12. They lead game two 11-3 here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com, FlatRiverPreps.com. And we've got an out-of-rotation called here on Wilcox Hildreth on the Elm Creek serve. And that makes it 12-3. And who's back there? Olivia Hubbard, the one that fired 15 in a row to end the first game. And she picks up an ace serve there, her fifth. Elm Creek to the outside. It's tipped. It's blocked by Wilcox Hildreth, but it's dug out off the nice block from the Harms. And to the middle, it'll be punched across by Sturgis. Elm Creek sets outside one more time. Swing by Sutherland. Casey is partially blocked, but it goes across. Outside attack, missed time jump, and Harms couldn't go get it. Ball belongs to Elm Creek, and they're up 13-3. And Hubbard to serve it away again. Don't forget Elm Creek and Overton will play our final match here. And another ace serve makes it 14-3. And Hubbard with her sixth ace of this match. Wilcox Hildreth after tonight, right back in action on Tuesday at the Eustace Farnham Triangular with Pleasanton over there. And the attack from the outside is into the antenna. The set was wide, and Harms couldn't angle it around that antenna. And another point for Elm Creek. Make it 15-3. So the snowball just keeps rolling downhill, and Wilcox Hildreth can't stop it. It's getting bigger and bigger. Middle attack driven across by Berkey. Nice dig that time by the Falcons, and they'll go to the outside, but another attack error. And it is 16-3. So Elm Creek got 10. Wilcox Hildreth got 3. 6 now on this run for Elm Creek. And Bailey Guthrie re-enters for the Falcons. Hubbard now with 19 service points. Then how about 20 on an ace serve? That was perfectly placed in the back corner. Earhart got a hand on it, but not near enough to keep the ball in play. Again, high school football action comes your way on Friday night. SEM is at Pleasanton here on Classic Hits. Sandy Creek Sutton on the Breeze 94.5. Kearney Catholic Cambridge on ESPN 1460. And Hubbard continues to serve strong into the back middle. Passed up front but dumped into the net by the Falcons. And Hubbard just keeps on doing what she's been doing here so far in this set. And this match, another strong serve. Nobody touched it. They tried to, and it just missed the back line. So Hubbard finally missed one. She had 14 in a row to end the first game, had 7 in a row here, and it is 18-4 on the service error. Back to serve for Wilcox Hildreth. Shelby Aspergren set to the right side. It's overset. Free ball, and it's going to be an error for the Falcons. They went up to hammer that free ball away, and Pates hit the net on her follow-through. So net violation, gives the ball back over to Whitney Hubbard and Elm Creek. Good to see Randy Geyer has made it here tonight. Make sure when you walk in the gym for this last month, you go say hi to Randy Geyer in that bright Elm Creek yellow shirt. Spiffy striped tie. Service error here now for Elm Creek. Gives the ball back over to Wilcox Hildreth. And the serve away. Falcons puts it over with Kylie Sturgis. Here's the Elm Creek set by Oberholzer. Tip back over, opportunity here for the Falcons. Set to the middle, the attack by Sadie Dahlman. Elm Creek digs, Ferguson sets to the outside, rolled across there by Casey Sutherland. Good dig in the back row that time by the Falcons, and it's passed across. There's Hubbard, passing it to Ferguson. Middle attack, here comes Tori Miner. She's blocked up front once. Now the ball's above the net, and Wilcox Hildreth goes up to put it away with Dahlman. Dahlman had the block and then stayed with it when it popped up off the tape. Gets her second kill. And that will have Sturgis to serve it away again. Don't forget, at the end of all of our matches, it is the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. So stay with us. As Miner's tip goes into the net, they'll say no block. It will be an error and a point for the Falcons. 3 in a row here. And Sturgis to serve it away again. 19-7, Elm Creek. They won the opening set 25-12. They were down 12-10. Wilcox Hildreth serve across. Elm Creek passes off the mark. All they can do is bump it over. That gives the Falcons a chance. They look at each other, and then at the last minute, it'll be stabbed over by Pates. Elm Creek keeps it out of their own net and passes it back over with Tori Miner. To the right side, here's the attack by Guthrie, and in the net called on Elm Creek. Don't think it was going to matter. That ball was headed for the floor, so we'll give Guthrie the kill. And Wilcox Hildreth with their longest run since they took the 9-3 lead in the opening game. That's 4 in a row, down 19-8. Sturgis trying to keep it going. Good serve there, down to the floor. Hubbard just barely got her fingernails under it. They pass it across to the Falcons, middle to Dahlman. She taps it over, saved there by Ferguson, and punched across for the kill. Casey Sutherland, that's going to be her first kill of the match. She's had some swings, but that one finally found the floor. And in for the Buffaloes will be Shelby Brown. And Yayla Oberholzer will serve it away. The sophomore foreign exchange student getting the start here tonight after Haley Boston had her thumb go back in a cast on an old injury from last year. Ball passed into the net here for Wilcox-Hildreth, and Elm Creek now up 21-8, 4 points away from the match. Oberholzer with her first service point of this match. And the serve, strong into the back corner, picked up there by Aspergren. It's off the mark. They can't do anything with it. Diving into the stands is going to be Jenkins, and it's going to be an ace serve for Oberholzer, 22-4. And don't forget, we'll have one final match. Looks like it'll start on time at 7 o'clock between Elm Creek and the host Overton Eagles. Strong serve. Earhart handles it. Nice pass up front, but the attack, Dahlman, didn't quite get on top of it and sailed it to the back line. Out of bounds, 23-8. And Oberholzer trying to finish it out here for Elm Creek. Needs two more points after the slow start for the Buffaloes. They got her going, and they haven't looked back. Service cost to Guthrie. Falcons go to the middle. They tip it into the net. Match point now for Elm Creek, looking to go to 5-3 on the season. 25-24-8, Oberholzer to serve. And Wilcox-Hildreth, when they were down, they were way down tonight. When they got it going, they looked good a couple of times, but just couldn't stop some of these massive runs, and it's passed back into the net, and that's going to end it. 25-12, 25-8, Elm Creek comes alive, and just to put it in perspective, they were down in game one 12-10. So after that, they scored 40 points to Wilcox-Hildreth's 8 over the stretch of this match. Wilcox-Hildreth will try and get things turned around. Eustace Farnham, Pleasanton, both down a little bit early in the season, so maybe a chance to have some competitive matches for them next week. 25-12, 25-8, Elm Creek is your winner. We'll be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show in a minute.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls' softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back. Time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. It doesn't matter your sport, volleyball, football, softball, tennis, or if you just need that new pair of shoes to get ready for the fall and winter, like to do a little exercise in yourself, you don't have to be a so-called athlete to get a good workout in, and they'll take care of you at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Here's a look at the numbers from the second set. Wilcox-Hildreth got one kill from Sadie Dahlman, one kill from Bailey Guthrie, Lexi Jenkins, two service points and a kill. Kylie Sturgis had three service points. That was it for the Falcons. Three kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Elm Creek, Shelby Ferguson started off this game with 10 consecutive service points. Three of those were aces. Olivia Hubbard had seven service points, three of them aces. Jackie Berkey a kill. Casey Sutherland a kill. Kadra Brodine two kills. And Yayla Oberholzer, four service points. One was an ace. Make that five service points, we should say. One was an ace, and she had four kills. Eight kills, no ace blocks, seven ace serves as Elm Creek cruises to a 25-8 victory in the second set to win it in straight sets over Wilcox-Hildreth. We'll take a break, give you the cumulative numbers right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Hey everyone, on your way back from Husker Harvest Days, stop by Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge for the Big Ear Contest. And we mean corn. Everyone is invited to bring your biggest ear of corn to Sportsman's on Thursday, September 15th, and enjoy $2 bottles of Coors or Miller beer, plus beer battered brats, all you can eat off the grill for $3. There's door prizes and a grand prize for the biggest ear of corn. So don't miss the fun and prizes at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge, sunny downtown Gibbon.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
Good to back with you here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the overall final stats in our match here for Wilcox. Hildreth just didn't go their way here against Elm Creek after the nice start. Not much happened in the last set and a half. Sadie Dahlman had two kills. Shelby Aspergren had an ace serve. Karen Pates a kill. Jessica Harms a kill. Bailey Guthrie a kill. Lexi Jenkins, six service points and a kill. Kylie Sturgis, four service points. Wilcox Hildreth, six kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve. And the Falcons are now 2-6 on the season. And as we said, up next for Wilcox Hildreth on Tuesday, they travel to Eustis Farnham to take on the Knights and Pleasanton in a triangular. And then they are back home next Thursday to host Southern Valley and Axtell. They've already seen Axtell and took Axtell to 3 sets. Axtell is 2-1 on the season, or excuse me, is 5-1 on the season. So that was one of their better matches there for the Falcons. For Elm Creek, Tori Miner had an ace serve and two kills. Shelby Ferguson had 12 service points. Three of those were aces. Then you've got Olivia Hubbard, who was the human point machine back there. She had seven ace serves and 21 total service points in this match, including the last 14 of the opening game. Jackie Berkey, four kills. Casey Sutherland, two service points and a kill. Kadra Brodeen had an ace block and three kills. Shelby Brown had a kill. And Yayla Oberholzer, five service points. One was an ace. And in the start, got six kills tonight, taking over or at least filling in for Haley Boston. Ferguson took over most of the setting duties, and then Oberholzer moved in as an outside hitter. Elm Creek ended up with 19 kills. They had one ace block, 12 ace serves as they beat Wilcox Hildreth 25-12, 25-8. They improved to 5-3 on the season, and here in about 20 minutes, they'll take on unbeaten Overton. Then after tonight for Elm Creek, they will next be in action on, tomorrow night. They go play at Maxwell as part of their football-volleyball doubleheader. And then on Tuesday, they head up to Anselmo-Myrna to take on Anselmo-Myrna and South Loop, who are just 1-2 wins so far on the season. And for Elm Creek, the next time they are home is the fourth. Let's see. Arapahoe comes in, on the 30th of the month. So that's the next home match for Elm Creek. 25-12, 25-8. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Come see the new additions they've got at Misco Sports, the same great leadership team under new owners this year at Misco, still taking care of you as they have for the past 35 years. In our first match, Overton beat Wilcox Hildreth 25-10, 25-12. Now Elm Creek defeats Wilcox Hildreth 25-12, 25-8. So the Buffaloes and the Overton Eagles will be coming up next. We'll be back with you about 5 in front of the hour. Don't forget Tri-City Storm Hockey, home tonight, an exhibition game as they take on Lincoln. Gets underway at 7:05. You can also hear that on 1460 and 1550 AM. Doug Duda saying for more volleyball, keep it here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about the Wealth Builder Loan Program and online banking services offered at First Tier, including online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good luck, area athletes.